And what do you have to do after you wash it?
After you wash the clothes,
uh-huh.
You had to hang them on the line.
Okay. And then what else would you do after that?
Just hang them on the line with a clothespin, then you get through with all your clothes, hang them up on the line with a clothespin, then you just finish washing, then.
Okay. And what about something you do with something like this? What do you call that? Where you get out the wrinkles?
Get the wrinkles out like that?
Uh-huh.
I don't know,
what is it? It's something you hold in your hand and it's hot.
Iron?
Yeah.
Oh, smoothing iron.
Yeah.
That's an iron.
Uh-huh.
A smoothing iron.
Uh-huh. Okay. And, what might you call both washing and ironing together? Would you just say you're doing your wash or what?
Yeah, you're doing my washing now. I'm going to do my ironing. And you get through that, you do with your washing and ironing both, too.
Mm-hmm. Now, what would you call a place in town where, like, a bachelor who doesn't like to do his own washing might take his clothes? What do you call one of those places?
To the washer, man. I had to take him to the washer.
Okay. And, now, in a two-story house, how do you get from the first floor up to the second floor?
The stairs.
Okay. And what about if the stairs were outside of the house? What would you call them then?
Oh, it's stairs. I said how to go up there, and then you got to go outside to go up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you call them kind of that are like leading up to a porch, if the porch is raised up a little bit?
Mm-hmm. I don't know that.
Okay. And, now, you say you had a porch. What would you call a little one that was just like it might be in the back, just a little bitty porch? Behind the, like, in the back door, and might not have any covering over it. Would you have it?
Let's call it the back porch.
Okay. And, what would you call one that was, like, on one of these real big plantation houses that had columns on it and everything like that?
Well, all of them just be a porch.
Okay. And, yeah, have you ever seen a house with a porch on more than one floor? Okay. And, now, like if this door is open, you don't want it that way, you tell someone to do what?
Close to them.
Okay. And, what do you call the boards on the outside of the house that lap over each other? On the outside of the house that run around the side?
Bold.
Uh-huh.
Plants.
Uh-huh.
Plants.
Okay. And the kind that's outside the house now that go like this, all around, or maybe like this?
Yeah, I call it plants.
Okay. And what do you call the part that covers the top of the house?
Then they were shingles.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Called a shingle, and then they...
And what do you call it now, usually?
Roofing. I call it roofing now.
Okay. And what about little things that run along the edge of the roof that carry water off? You know what I'm talking about? Little things that they run along, just right along the edge of the roof, and the water builds up in them, and they have a thing that the water goes down.
Oh, call it a color, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, now, if you have a house that's shaped sort of like an L, you know the kind I'm talking about, where there'd be a big front part and another part coming back off here?
Yeah.